Zok de Heilige Mishnah Barta Masechtis Soita Peri Gimel Mishnah Zayin Bas Yisrael Shen Nisis L'Kayin. We have a daughter of Israel who's married to a Kayin. And she brings a carbon mincha, not necessarily a mincha Soita. But the din is always minchasa nesrefes. The koimitz, the fistful, goes up on the mizbeach. The rest of the mincha is burnt on the beis hadesh in that pile of ashes. So what's true for the mincha saita is true for any mincha that a bas yisrael who's married to a kayin bring. Now, whenever a woman brings a karb mincha, the husband has a chelik in it because there's a rule. Mashakansa isha kana baila. The husband has a chelik in his wife's items. Once the husband who's a kayin has a chelik in it, the shirayim of the mincha, again, the shirayim means what's left over after the fistful goes up on the mizbeach, has to be burnt. Vayter says the Mishnah, the kohenes, what if we have the daughter of a kohen? Sheni says Yisrael, that's married to Yisrael, minchasa necholes. The leftover part of her mincha is eaten by the kohenim after their makriv the kohenes. Wait a second, but she's a kohenes. Yeah, but the pasuk says, explains the Batanura, kol minchas kohen kolol tia. Kayin, but not a kahanes. And by the way, says the Batanur, even if she's a kahanes, that's an almana, or a grusha. Her husband passed away, or her husband divorced her, and she's bringing a minchas nedava, she donates a mincha, it is eaten. It's only if she's married to a kayin, and the kayin is a chelik of the mincha, that's when we have to burn it. Burn the entire mincha. Ma ben kayin le kahanes. So, b'chlal, what are the differences? Let's hear the general list. What's the difference between a kohen and a kohenes? What halachis may apply to a kohen, but not to a kohenes? To a man kohen, but not to a lady kohen. So we have what we just learned about, minchas kohenes necheles. The shiari mincha of a kohenes is eaten. But minchas kohen ain't a necheles. The mincha of a kohen is not eaten. You're makvid on the mizbeach. Kohenes mischaleles. If a kohenes gets married to someone she was not allowed to get married to, she can no longer eat truma. She can no longer marry a kayin. But the kayin ain't mischal. But the halacha is, if a kayin marries a grusha, a divorced woman, who he was not allowed to do, or another woman that a kayin cannot marry, lemaisa, he can continue to eat truma and to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, even the kayin, if he's still married to this woman, he's not allowed to marry. If he's still married to the grusha, he can't do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. It's only after he divorces her. And he has to make a neder that he will no longer marry a woman. He's not allowed to marry. That's when he goes back to his previous status of a kayin. That he can do the avoiding of the Beis HaMikdash. But the woman who married someone she wasn't allowed to marry, she always becomes pasul. She can't get back to the Kedushas Kehuna. Vayter, says the Mishnah, koihenes mitama. It's mutter for a koihenes to be mitama herself lemeisim. But ve'ein kayin mitama lemeisim. A kohen can't be metame himself to a mace. When the Torah tells us that a kohen can't become tame mace, it says b'nei aharon. So we dash in b'nei aharon. The iser is only for the b'nei aharon, but v'loi b'nois aharon. Vayter says in Mishnah, kohen oichel b'kachei kadashim. A kohen can eat from the meat of karbanis that are kachei kadashim, like a karban chatas, asham or a mincha, but v'ein kohenes echeles b'kachei kadashim. A kohenes cannot eat from the meat of kachei kadashim. And that's because by the Chatas and the Ashem and the Mincha, it says, Kol Zacha Bivnei Aharon Yechelenu. Okay, so quickly chazering over, our Mishnah Zayin taught us, not just by the Mincha Saita, but anytime you have a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, even if she would stand bring a Minchas Nedava, being that her husband automatically has a Chelik in it, and her husband is a Kohen, the Mincha is burnt. But a Bas Kohen who's married to Yisrael, or a Bas Kohen even if she's not married to Yisrael right now, her mincha is eaten. Then the Mishnah gives us other differences between a kayin and a kayhenes. Besides for this difference, that the mincha of a kayin has to be burnt, and the mincha of a kayhenes does not have to be burnt, if a kayhenes marries someone she wasn't allowed to marry, she will always be possible to eat truma or to marry a kayin. On the other hand, a kayin, if he marries a grusha or another woman he's not allowed to marry, he can go back to his previous status of a kayin. A kohenes allowed to be metame herself lemesim, a kohen cannot. A kohen, a man kohen, eats the basar of kachi kadashim, a kohenes cannot.